5.1.
Why did you decide to apply?
I'd always really enjoyed watching The Island with Bear Grylls, and I think it's really the ultimate challenge, being stranded on a desert island, having to survive there with no help at all. I love being outdoors and going on adventures, so that side of it really appealed to me as well. So I sent off my application form, and the next thing I knew, I had a couple of interviews, and then I got a phone call saying they wanted me to go on the island. Never in a million years when I applied did they think I'd actually get to go. So I was absolutely stunned when they told me they wanted me to go on the programme. But at the same time, I was thrilled. And 2 weeks later, we were off on a plane to the island.
What survival techniques did you learn?
So we learned a whole range of survival techniques. We learned how to make fire, which was actually quite complicated. You had to get the right wood from a particular type of tree on the beach and then use pieces of that wood and a shoelace to make fire. In our training, they made it look very easy. They had the fire lit within a few minutes. But in reality, it took us a couple of days before we made fire, but we did get it, which was amazing. Once we had fire, we could then boil water for drinking. The water we found was brown and green and had bits floating in it. So we would filter it through a pair of trousers or a shirt to get rid of the big clumps of dirt. And then we would boil it to kill off any bacteria or parasites. Amazingly, nobody got sick from drinking the water during our whole 5 weeks on the island. They also taught us how to build shelters to protect ourselves from the bad weather. In practice, the shelters were not that waterproof and we had a lot of very wet, cold nights. They taught us how to navigate by the sun and how to build up a map of the island as we explored it. It didn't stop us getting lost, though.
Who or what did you miss most?
Before I went on the show, I said I'd miss my husband the most. But in fact, the thing I missed the most was most definitely food. It was all I could think about. And if I couldn't sleep, I would go through a list of different pizza toppings in my head to try and get to sleep. I really missed having a good night's sleep. Although we did build shelters off the ground to stop us getting bitten by the insects and other creepy crawlies, it was really uncomfortable. Having clean clothes, I miss that as well. Putting on dirty, wet socks every morning is one of the worst feelings. Of course, I miss my friends and family too. But actually, what I realised was that I didn't miss many things. I definitely didn't miss having a phone or a computer or the internet. Though, as I said, I did miss clean, dry socks.